time for the Daily Dose of Ag with Lori Boyer on the award-winning Your Ag Network.
Coming to you today from the Commodity Classic in New Orleans. In yesterday's report, Senior Policy Associate for the Center for Rural Affairs, Heidi Kolbeck-Urlacher, said that sheep are the best livestock for grazing under and around solar panels, mainly due to their height. Today, she further talks about the benefits of solar site grazing.
The usage of kind of native vegetation and suitable plants for grazing at the site, you're able to, you know, have that grand and continuous cover, which helps with water retention, all sorts of environmental benefits for wildlife, those sort of things. And then you have the sheep coming through and grazing the sites. And this opportunity to have sheep at the sites allows farmers another avenue for their livestock to have grazing opportunities and also for them to be paid for a valuable service of providing these grazing services at the sites.
Urlacher says grazing sites are a good use for smaller parcels of land.
Solar grazing can be a good choice for, we were able to interview one such beginning farmer who didn't have enough really land that he owned to be able to accommodate both the cows that he had and the sheep. And so he was able to do solar grazing as a way to benefit his sheep herd.
When it comes to developing a solar site, she says things that are taken into consideration include water access, animal safety, and contractual agreements.
Find true price discovery and what's hot and what's not at some of the nation's top sale barns. Tune in and turn on to America's Hot Barn Report on this Great American Radio Station.
Stockman's Livestock, Linen Livestock, Raton Livestock, Merck Livestock Yard, Crushall Livestock, Platt Livestock, Crawford Livestock, Mobridge Livestock, and Bassett Livestock Auction.
Direct insight into cash cattle prices and inventory from the heart of America's beef belt. Custom brewed daily for cattlemen and women, plus an extra shot of fun.
Very cosmopolitan.
Tune in weekdays on this Tower of Power or Hot Barn Report on Facebook. Do it.